This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the guys and gals behind the wheels of the big rigs. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And on Twitter, you can find us at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, we have an attorney and also a GOP strategist extraordinaire, Amanda Mackey. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Amanda, President Donald Trump is going to be in McAllen, Texas, today he's going to be there.
He is doing what this administration refuses to do, and that is to visit the locus of the southern border crisis, the heart of the southern border crisis, which is in the lower Rio Grande Valley, towns like Talon. He is going to see the Donna facility. He is going to see where these migrant children are packed in, jam-packed into these shelters where the sexual assault and sexual abuse is happening of women and children. He is going to see where the crisis is happening that is ultimately going to affect every state in America, because what happens when Joe Biden, President Biden, has done away with the catch and release, or has done away with the catch and release and the building of the wall and remain in Mexico policy, is that people are coming through, and when catch and release occurs, people can just take a Greyhound ticket to anywhere, to any city in America. And so they will be showing up wherever you live. This is not limited to bordering states. So what President Trump is going to do is he's going to actually highlight the problem and expose everything that's happening. Whereas this administration, they sent Kamala Harris because Trump is going to the border. They sent Kamala Harris to a border town, but not to where the border crisis is actually happening. She went to El Paso. El Paso has always had, the structure in place. That's not where people are coming through. The most important thing to know about all of this is when people say the crisis occurred under Trump, which is what a lot of people are saying, of course, the crisis occurred under Trump. Just remember, there were 3,000 unaccompanied migrant children in March of 2020 at our southern border.
Yep.
There was 19 in March of 2021, 19,000 in March of 2021.
Yep.
So this crisis is occurring under Biden, and Trump is going to expose it. Biden refuses to go. Kamala Harris refuses to go, and they refuse to do anything about it, despite the fact that Democrat mayors and congressmen are begging them to do something about this.
Yeah, we've gone from 24,000 coming in over the border to 184,000 coming over the border since January versus a year ago.
That's the highest number in 21 years.
Yeah.
Just think back to who was president 21 years ago. I mean, that should just tell you, you know, you were in the Clinton administration. That's how bad, that's how long it's been since the problem has been this bad. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing to note here, beyond the fact that Trump is going to go expose the crisis, Kamala Harris won't, is why does the administration want to allow this problem to continue? When they say they care about women, when they say about they care about children, they don't. But why do they want this?
Votes.
If you have open borders, if you have amnesty, you have a group of people, cohort of people that will always support you when you eventually give them citizenship.
Votes.
Which is what they want to do.
Votes. That's what it's all about, votes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we know it, and you know, the fact that anybody might not know about this is just unbelievable. They got to wake up. People need to wake up. And by the way, the Dems are backpedaling on their defund the police movement because fewer than 20% of the voters in America think that they should spend less on police, especially in the blue cities now, that they're begging. They're begging the cities to spend more on protection with crime totally out of whack.
Look at cities like Baltimore, for example. They talk a big game, but when it comes down to it, they don't want to be in cities without policing. They don't want that because these cities are going down. They're already going down because of these COVID lockdowns. Their economy is being toppled and crushed because people haven't been working. People are sitting at home collecting a paycheck. New York, the mayoral race in New York last week is a perfect example. Eric Adams, the only pro-police, former Republican, former police officer himself, won that race. Why? Because that.
However, hold that thought. When we come back, we'll tell you where we're at right now because that race is too close to call after 1 week of finagling or doing whatever de Blasio and company were up to. I'll be right back with Amanda Mackey, attorney and GOP strategist. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. By the way, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a brand new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, and all the way out as far away as Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. They have over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you might want, and trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now. They're up about 21%. How about that? They're up about 21%. And don't forget, you can upgrade your ride right now, maybe have a few extra bucks in your pocket. Now, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is their motto. And don't forget to drive the new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the planet. Don't forget, you also will be able to take a visit and see what goes on with Moss Nissan by going to the dealerships in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Back to Amanda Mackey. Now, we were talking about something and we didn't quite finish it, and you want to finish your point. Go ahead.
Well, just the mayor's race in New York proves that the pro-police candidate won, at least it was ahead on election night. And now what's fascinating is that here is the pro-police candidate, the Democrats, saying there are definitely election irregularities. So it's not just Republicans complaining about that. The Democrats are complaining about it. But the point of the conversation was the pro-police candidate on election night won. Now, what shenanigans went on after that? That's a story for April 1 and April 4.
Well, he's back down to almost even. He lost his 18,000 vote plurality or something, and he's down to just about even. As a matter of fact, they can't even call the race right now. It's like, well, we have to do more checking.
Exactly. And Jeez. That just goes to prove the point that the Republicans and President Trump was making back in November about the elections and the irregularities. But also, yeah. this is where things that are in H.R. 1 and H.R. 4, like mandatory ballot harvesting, mandatory mail-in voting in all 50 states, basically denying every state voter ID laws, banning them. These are the types of things that Democrats want to push and promote, because here's another perfect example of where the election is going to potentially be stolen when you have this seismic shift of votes between election night and a week later. That tells you something. That just doesn't happen. This is an outlier, and it should be exposed. And now you have a Democrat actually talking about voter irregularities.
Now, we have a possibility tomorrow, Thursday, of having the Supreme Court, they seem to be poised to issue a major ruling that could impact the entire practice of ballot harvesting all across the United States. We could hear about that tomorrow.
Ballot harvesting is one of the real travesties of the recent past elections. I've talked about it on your show before. Young Kim, a congresswoman now from California, in 2018, she was winning on election night by 3 points, 2018. And this is in Irvine, California, which is actually a rather more conservative, especially in California, more conservative than most of the other parts of the coastal areas of California. And she was winning by 3 points. When the ballots that were harvested came in, when the provisional ballots came in, she lost by some 15 points to Democrat Gil Cisneros. Now, how is this possible? This is a really egregious example of ballot harvesting, but we've even had examples of ballot harvesting here in Oldsmar, in Pinellas County, in the local races, for example. So this is where, for your listeners that don't know what ballot harvesting is, this is where you go from door to door, apartment to apartment, and have a third party collect ballots. Now, let's say there's a Trump flag in front of that house. Let's say there's a whatever flag that doesn't tickle the fancy of the person who's collecting the ballots. Well, that ballot may not make it to its intended destination, which would be the supervisor of elections, elections office. So we basically have someone who is a third party, unaccountable, no chain of custody required, with these ballots that can be picked up at a neighbor's house. Now, in Florida, we have made it so that the only person that can drop off person or persons that can drop off are immediate family, and those are designated as daughter, sister, brother, you know, mother, father kind of thing, that can be delivered to the supervisor of elections office. But if you allow a third party to collect these with no chain of custody requirements, you tell me, if you have a flag in front of your house that the person, the third party, may not like, do you really think your ballot is going to make it to the supervisor of elections office?
Nope. And by the way, in Arizona, Maricopa County is going to replace all of their voting machines after the audit comes out sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I hope that every state and locality is taking a look at their election machines and making a determination. It shouldn't just be a few counties in America that are doing an overhaul of this. I have never said this is what counties should or shouldn't do, but Florida did it 20 years ago when they, obviously they were the butt of all the jokes, and we took the hits for that for years and years. Florida figured it out. They invested in the entire state being uniform.
Right.
They invested in getting rid of supervisor of elections who are bad, who are frauds, and who shouldn't have been in their jobs. And look what we had. By 9 o'clock on election night, we had our vote tallies done.
Yeah.
And President Trump won the state of Florida.
Now,
so that's a good thing, but there are a lot of states that need to figure that out.
Now, what state were you in when you were doing the election recounts? Was it Wisconsin?
I was in Wisconsin as a Trump attorney Thanksgiving week. In fact, we were there over Thanksgiving reviewing all the ballots. And basically what happened there was – Not so much the irregularities, though, in some places there might have been in Wisconsin, but the two localities that the Trump campaign picked to go over the votes and do recounts were Milwaukee County and Madison. And what we found was that over 200,000 ballots that were mail-in ballots, and oh, by the way, Wisconsin does not like people voting mail-in, so they actually make it very hard, in the sense that you have to have an application filled out to ask for a mail-in ballot. Then you have to have a witness signature, basically an attestation, a date, signature, and address of the witness. Mm-hmm. Now, over 200,000 of these ballots actually were missing these conditions precedent. So they were missing the signatures. They were missing the date or the witness's address. And either these ballots were cured, meaning the information was then later supplemented by someone who works with the supervisor of elections office, or they just missed this information, and what they said was, due to COVID, we're not going to enforce that. Well, then why is the law on the book? Because in my opinion, 200,000 ballots were missing what the law required them to have in order to count, yet they were counted. President Trump only lost by 20,000 votes. He had 200,000 ballots that were missing the conditions precedent to be considered a valid mail-in ballot.
Mm. Wow. Double wow, triple wow.
Oh, yeah. This is real, folks. So when people say, oh, this doesn't make sense, how is this possible? Tell them, I'm not saying someone stuck their hand in a box and threw away votes. I'm telling you that these judges and these municipal workers, they look the other way, and they did it in the name of COVID.
Did you hear what
happened?
They did
it in the name of COVID.
Did you hear what happened in Arizona to the Secretary of State who was... has been rescinded of all her election responsibilities because of what she tried to do during all of this audit, tried to stop it?
Here's the thing that people need to wake up to. There is one thing that we hold sacred in this country, and that is our freedom. And that is also the freedom that we have because of the men and women who fought and died, who fought and gave some gave all, to be able to have the right to vote, one citizen, one vote, one American citizen, one vote, and that's the way it should be. Mm. And if we don't have that, we don't have our country.
By the way, AmandaMackey.com, AmandaMackey.com. Go over there, check out the stuff that you...
And Facebook,
by the way,
and Twitter and Instagram.
And you're on TV today, are you?
Not on TV today. Be on Newsmax tomorrow and on Friday.
Okay. We'll see you then. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right. Amanda Mack, everybody. And we'll talk to her again next week on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We're going to have a chat about the Middle East again and about Afghanistan. What the hell's going on over there? Be right back.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 decision Tuesday evening to leave the national moratorium on evictions imposed by the CDC intact through July 31st. The original deadline was set to expire Wednesday. A Tennessee billionaire and high-dollar Republican donor is funding the deployment of South Dakota National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Governor Kristi Noem announced that up to 50 South Dakota National Guard troops are being deployed to Texas to help secure the border. Governor Noem said, "The Biden administration has failed in its most basic duty of the federal government, keeping the American people safe." End quote. The New York City Board of Elections apologized late Tuesday after election officials removed the latest vote tally from the Democrat mayoral primary from its website following a data error. 135,000 test ballots were counted along with actual ballots, resulting in frontrunner Eric Adams' significant lead being cut. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. You know, in the state of Florida, if you're listening to me right now on my affiliates, there's four of the Everglades Equipment Group stores right now where you can hear me talking about them. Of course, right here in our area, Pinellas County on 114th Street over there in Pinellas Park. And by the way, they have got reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. These people, if they can't fix it, they'll let you know, and they won't drag you on either. They will not drag you on. They're good people. They do a great job. I've got friends that have bought lawnmowers from them, push mowers, self-propelled mowers, leaf blowers, all kinds of stuff, tractors with 60-inch cut decks. And, oh, by the way, they've also bought some of the potting soil and the fertilizer and things like that for their gardens and their yards because they sell that there, too. So stop on by Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service just for you. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, we're joined now by Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, retired U.S. Army, my good friend, and good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain. I thought I'd share with you some good news, bad news out of the Middle East, Afghanistan, from my estimation in the recent week.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of like my conclusion is based upon that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we'll start with this past week. I consider this to be good news because it displays a little bit of fortitude I didn't think we would see, but there was airstrikes against Iranian-backed militias.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good news. The bad news is that in retribution for that, U.S. forces in Syria were attacked. And that is largely because we not only have maintained troops in Syria, but actually in the last year or so, we have increased our troops right there. As long as we have ground troops wherever in the Middle East, Afghanistan, that's always going to be something we'll have to deal with. And then, of course, as a result of all this, this is kind of a good news, bad news thing. Congress is in the midst of a debate about refining and changing war powers resolution dating back decades. Now, the bad news is that this debate is always centered upon the political parties and who's in power, not upon what the Constitution actually lays out for what the powers of Congress and what the powers of the executive branch and the president ought to be. Mm-hmm. And in fact, if President Trump had done the same thing with the airstrikes against Iranian-backed militias, I guarantee you that Speaker Pelosi and the mainstream media would have taken an entirely different and negative tact against the action. And that's part of the bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Afghanistan, the good news from my perspective is that the pullout of American ground forces continues as scheduled. The bad news is that we woke up to the fact that, hey, this puts some of our allies who put themselves at risk, particularly working with the CIA over the 18 years that we've been at war there, at risk. And so we have a problem because we have a special visa program that was abysmal. It wasn't working very well, but we're working to accelerate that visa program in order to protect those. And it looks like we'll keep about 600 forces there to at least protect our ability to have air access in and out of Afghanistan, at least for the midterm future.
Right.
Hey, a little bit of good news, bad news on the United States-Israeli relations front. We expect that newly elected Prime Minister Bennett will be visiting soon, although we don't think that's going to happen until after mid-July. Mm-hmm. Because of the congressional session right there. But the outgoing president for Israel, Rivlin, is the United States as we speak, and he'll be meeting with the president and with Speaker Pelosi as well. A little bit of bad news right there. He is outgoing. There's an incoming president, Herzog, and the outgoing president of Israel, Rivlin, actually has probably less in common with Prime Minister Bennett. They'll be in a little while right here. But the one thing that the disparate group that has formed the government of Israel has in common is that they universally and are in common absolutely do not want the United States to go back to the Iran nuclear deal, not one bit.
Right.
That's one thing all the Israelis can agree on, but it's one thing that we in America can't seem to agree on, and I'm afraid that we may be going the wrong direction under the Biden administration with that.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, and I thought, I guess we got a couple minutes. I can launch into the convention season real quick, or I can talk about, that's what I'll do. It is convention season, and guess what? Orlando, Florida is the center of the universe in convention season. From a military perspective, last week, the State Veterans of Foreign Wars had its convention. Later this week, the American Legion will, along with the Disabled American Veterans, the three largest veteran service organizations in the world, all will be centered in Orlando. But for me personally, I spent this last weekend with the Republican Liberty Caucus, both the national organization as well as the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus at our convention in Orlando. And we had as our keynote speaker Saturday night, Representative Thomas Massey from Kentucky. Mm-hmm. He was the keynote speaker. I knew a bit about him, but I got to know him a lot better. And I'll tell you what, this guy's on fire. He is dynamite. He's the kind of guy that even when he bumps heads with former President Trump, when Trump was still president at that time, he still won his primary race despite being primaried by a guy favored at that time by Trump. It was kind of a little bit upset with him. But they made up, and they're on good footing right now, but he won by 86%. And he'll share that openly with everybody right there.
Mm-hmm.
So Thomas Massey, he's a jewel. Along with Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky. That's folks that Kentucky would be proud about. Hey, and looking ahead, on the 28th of August at the Carlisle Inn in Sarasota.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not as quite a big event as what will happen in Sarasota this Saturday with President Trump and Israel there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But within a rock's throw of that, we will have the first annual Suncoast Republican Liberty Caucus Constitution Day breakfast. And we will, I confirmed yesterday that we will have one of two headline speakers has confirmed. Kay Carl Smith will be coming down from Alabama, and he's the founder of the Frederick Douglass Republicans. And another confirmed speaker will be Luis Miguel, who's a primary challenger to Senator Marco Rubio. So that should be quite interesting. Mm. And he was with us all this last week in Orlando. And then on September 18th, the day after the actual Constitution Day, which is the 17th of September, the Brevard County and the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida will have a featured keynote speaker of Candace Owens. Candace Owens will be with us. And within 2 weeks of announcing that she would be with us, 450 of the 500 seats for that event were sold out.
I bet.
450.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be hurry. You got to hurry if you want to get one of the remaining 50 seats for that.
Yeah, I bet. She's very popular.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Well, that's good. That all sounds like it's, you know, really moving along. Now, of course, we will talk a little bit about Saturday, because Saturday, the entire country as well as the world will be watching to see what Donald Trump does in Florida, in Sarasota, Florida, at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Robarts Arena, because last weekend, even though it wasn't highly publicized, nor was it highly visible for people to watch, he did pack into people there just outside Cleveland in Wellington, Ohio.
Oh, that was incredible. And there's well in excess of 15,000. There will be an excess capacity crowd in Sarasota.
Oh, I know that. They'll be outside.
Because he got his start right here on the Suncoast down in Sarasota.
I know.
And, the championing of the Florida. And, of course, President Trump won Florida.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, our governor, Ron DeSantis, is seen in connection with President Trump, as should be, and he has brought the America First and the Florida First policies here, and that has played well. And so that will play well. I don't know if the governor will be able to be with us on Saturday, but a huge crowd will be anticipated there, as was found in Ohio this past week.
I believe our surprise visitor will be Mike Lindell from MyPillow.
Oh, yeah. A friend of yours and I think a friend of the country.
Yep, absolutely. And there's no better person you could ask for to be, with a story that he's got behind him.
Yeah, he is quite the story. He is. A guy that was just a pillow guy and all of a sudden is accelerated to being a real spokesman for America First.
Well, Colonel, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and we'll look forward to seeing you. What's the name of the page on Facebook?
Okay, it's the Mansion County Republican Liberty Caucus, and it's got connections to the national and the state Republican Liberty Caucus.
Thank you very much, sir. I'll look for you soon. I'll be down in Bradenton tomorrow. Okay.
I'll see you then, Captain.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. And that's for our Have Lunch with the Captain down there at Mixon's Roadside Cafe. Coming back with Brandon Rhymes, the consumer.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Who was that bass man? Oh, yeah, the host of Armed American Radio. Don't forget to catch the Monster Cast on many of these same stations across the country Sunday nights from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, this part of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Or if you can't do that, give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And again, the phone number to call, 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. And don't forget, you might get your hands on some of those donuts in the back room. Oh, if you do, oh, boy, look out. They're good. All right, Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Quarterback, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Listen, you are the consumer quarterback, and somebody asked me the other day, they said, just exactly what type of things does he talk about or complaints do you get? People, you know, are wanting to know what people are thinking these days. What are they complaining about?
Yeah, well, well, we get calls from a lot of different categories. We have, people reaching out to find out more about credit improvement, identity theft issues with technology. A lot of complaints right now around inflation and the cost of goods, the cost of, supplies, contractors that tune in or even are part of the show are complaining about the labor shortage and issues with that. People are frustrated with permitting offices taking so long to get permits. And, the big news is the inflation. The inflation is, it's not hurting, the companies as much as they would think. It's more getting passed along to the consumers. And that's what we try to do. We want to help our consumers out there. So that's one of the big frustrations right now is the cost of almost every type of consumer product.
Yeah, and it's not getting any better. And by the way, while we've been sitting here, your car you're driving has probably gone up in value because certified pre-owned used cars in any kind of shape are worth about 21% more than what they were 2 and 3 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. It's another, issue that's been dealt with, a product of the administration. And it's not just, the administration. It's these, the Federal Reserve Chair, the Treasury Secretary, Treasury, Head of the Treasury, Janet Yellen.
Yeah.
Their policies are horrible. They're printing money. They're, quantitative easing and it's causing, it's really hurting seniors. That's what's really frustrating. The middle class gets hit hard. Seniors get hard. Remember 10, 12, 15 years ago, you used to be able to leave your money in a money market account in the bank and earn 5, 6, 7% on your money, which is pretty fair.
Mm-hmm.
Now they brought that down to next to nothing, and they're basically forcing people to invest in the stock market, which sometimes they win, sometimes they lose. But, that's a frustration that people have.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And again, people need to shop around a little bit. Sometimes you can find a few extra percentage points along the line. But the other thing that's going on here, Brandon, is we're looking at right now we're looking at U.S. home prices that have jumped up the most in 30 years right now.
Yeah, and there's migration patterns. Traditionally, you would have the migration patterns of, people that are retiring to Florida or moving to Texas, those types of things. You would see that for climate, for weather, for jobs, for schools and things of that nature. Now you're seeing, what I've seen is refugees, people, the blue states, the red states, people are getting out of the high tax and a lot of times Democratic run cities, that the spikes in crime are there, unprecedented spikes in crime. Just policies relating to taxes and jobs. It's forcing people into Florida at record numbers. And, we're in a position where we have already low inventory 2, 3, 4 years ago, which is suffering even more, because builders can't keep up, and people down here that are looking to relocate maybe closer to the beach, closer to work, they can't get, a property to substitute what they already trying to sell. So I'm hearing a lot of that, too. People are complaining about a property. Yeah, I'd love to sell this house. It's a good house. It meets our needs okay. We'd like to move to a better house that maybe has an extra bedroom or is closer to the beach, closer to work, but they just simply can't find it due to the lack of inventory.
Yeah, and, what we need to know here is when people are looking at homes and whatnot and they move down here from the north, this is Florida. They're coming here for a reason. And we don't want your political habits from up there to come down here because you came down here to get away from the high taxes. You came down here to get away from the high inflation. And if you bring your habits up there that have created all kinds of problems down here, then guess what? You're going to have the same problems down here you had up there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a combination of us as Floridians, whenever we meet people from out of state, never think that the small act of kindness or a small conversation that you have at the grocery store or wherever you're at in county or out in public is going to be inconsequential. If you can talk to people and say, hey, oh, great, you moved down here. Oh, wonderful. Here's the reason why we're doing well. And talk to them about specifics about issues. And I think Governor DeSantis also mentioned it, that the overwhelming majority of those people that are moving down are registering as Republicans. So they're understanding that dynamic of why they left and where they're at now.
Yeah, and I've had a number of people that have moved into my neighborhood, and they've been coming down, and they've been saying that they are coming down here because of the things they can take advantage of. And one guy even said, he says, now I'm free to be an American. He said, first thing I did was change my voting preference from Democrat to Republican.
Yeah, see, and I think so much of that is peer pressure. You know, it's peer pressure amongst the people that they grew up next to in New Jersey or New York, whatever. And now they're down here and they feel a little bit more free. And that's why we have to be the louder voice, and we have to do it in the right way.
All right. Now, I want you to give us the Consumer Quarterback Radio Show website first, the phone number, and then your real estate site.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. So I'm the Consumer Quarterback Show, and I can be reached on my website. It's consumerqb.com, consumerqb, like quarterback.com. And our hotline is 813-750-0550. You can call or text that number. It's an off-air line, 813-750-0550. And my wife, Lindsay, and I own the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. And the website for that is platinummvpteam.kw.com.
All right. Thanks very much. And we will talk to you again next week. And have a great day, my friend.
Hey, thank you very much as well, Captain. We appreciate it.
All right. And that, of course, is Brandon Rimes, the Consumer Quarterback. Okay, 60 seconds with Todd. Make it quick because you're going to run out of time probably.
The 60 seconds with Todd is more important than 3 hours with Rush Limbaugh. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. The bottom line is this. Hey, Joe Manchin, you're going to vote for $1 trillion worth of infrastructure, which not even, we don't have it. We got to borrow it from China. And then they're going to come back behind us and go to reconciliation and put a $6 trillion deal down your throat. And then they're going to come behind us and tax the American people. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Okay. Any Democrat or any Republican that votes for $1 trillion for a guy who doesn't know one thing about construction and go from, you're an idiot. Okay, we retire, fire. Donald, when you're up there, and then this state should be carrying Donald's Sarasota rally live, okay? We should be live on with Donald Trump. Donald, make sure you call out. Don't expect. I'm glad you called out the Supreme Crooks. I'm glad you called out Mitch McConnell. I'm glad you called out this president, this phony president, because you won in a landslide like I've been doing your job since we got robbed. But stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and stand up for our Lord and Savior. Peace.
Thank you very much, Todd in Tampa, everybody. Okay, I will see you tomorrow in Bradenton at Mixon's Fruit Farms Groveside Cafe inside the establishment. And that's the fruit farm down there on 27th Avenue East, which happens to be the Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside Mixon's Fruit Farms retail store. Looking forward to seeing the gang down there. And by the way, don't forget that it is all about this program, We the People. We the People. We make this country go, and we are here for you at night, all night, all around the country, broadcasting to great, great, great patriots all across the United States. I'll see you tonight, everybody. Have yourself a great day. God bless America.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.